This is the first page of Success by Martin Amis, read by Adrian Short. "Terry speaking," I said. The receiver cleared its throat. "Oh, hello, Miranda," I went on. "How are you?" "No, Gregory isn't here at the moment. Ring a bit later." "OK, bye." Gregory was, in fact, sitting next door at the kitchen table, his hands palm upwards on its grained surface. "Success?" he asked. I nodded, and he sighed. "She started sending me obscene poems now," he said. There seemed no point in not humouring him. "Really? What sort of obscene poems?" "Has a girl ever sent you an obscene poem?" "I don't think so." "I can't cope with this. Things to do with my proud beam and stuff about her amber jewel. Or perhaps it's my amber jewel, I'm not sure." "It sounds as though it's her amber jewel. I mean, she wouldn't have a proud beam, would she?" "Oh, she might. I wouldn't put anything past her. She might have two." "What has she got to say about your proud beam in this obscene poem?" "Well, she just goes on and on about it. I could hardly bear to read the thing. I can't cope with it. I don't need this." "How disgusting," I said with enthusiasm. "Well, what are you going to do about it, Greg?" "That's just it. What can I do? Say, look, let's have no more obscene poems, OK? Cut out the obscene poems." "Scarcely. I could always call the police, I suppose. Let the police clear up the matter. And the horrible thing she makes me do in bed. Why don't you tell her to just go away?" Gregory looked up at me with puppy assure. "Can one do that sort of thing? Is that what you'd do?" "Christ, no. I'd make her make me do horrible things in bed. I'd even let her write me obscene poems. I'd even write her obscene poems back."
"Would you really?"
"You bet. I'm desperate. I'm tortured by need. Hardly anyone seems to want to fuck me anymore. I don't know why. Gita won't fuck me anymore."
"The tiny one with the huge ears? Why won't she?"
"How the hell should I know? She says she doesn't want to. She doesn't know why she doesn't want to, but she knows that she doesn't want to." Gregory perked up at this.
"Curious," he said, leaning back. "In my experience, it's the other way round. People always want to fuck me far more than I want to fuck them."
"Ah, but you're queer, aren't you? Practically, anyway. Anyone can get fucked if they're queer. That's the whole point of being queer, surely. No one minds what anyone does to anyone else."
"Nothing in that line at the moment, actually," he said, his shapely neck stiffening. "It's this bloody Miranda."
"Ah, yes. Miranda and her demands." Gregory's face disappeared into his hands.
"I can't cope with another night like the last. I just can't."
He looked up.
"She's absolutely voracious. Shall I tell you one of the things she does? Shall I?"